Son, never stop learning.
A girl stands at the edge of a broken bridge, holding a silver vial that glows but does nothing. That is where this story begins. J.M. Barrie, when he wrote Peter Pan, added pixie dust for a specific and sobering reason. Children were jumping from windows, trying to fly. The dust became a safety mechanism, a condition. You cannot fly without it. But here is the counterintuitive truth the story of Mira reveals. The dust alone is never enough. It needs something from you first. Mira is a clockmaker's apprentice, and the North Star has fallen. Now, the North Star, Polaris, is not the brightest star in the sky. Many people believe it is. It is not. What makes Polaris extraordinary is its position, fixed, unwavering, a reliable point above the North Pole. When it goes dark in Mira's world, every traveler loses their bearing. Every compass spins. Mira's task is to climb the moon bridge and restore it. The problem, Anna, is that the bridge is broken. Three planks are missing. The gap yawns open like a held breath. She has the silver vial of pixie dust in her coat pocket. She uncorks it. Nothing happens. The dust sits still, faintly luminous, completely inert. This is where the story asks its real question. Why won't the dust work? Think of a match that will not strike on a wet surface. The potential is there. The chemistry is real. But the condition is wrong. Mira has the tool, but she is gripping it with white-knuckled fear, not faith. Then a small bird lands on the broken railing beside her, Pip. Wingless, a sparrow who lost his flight feathers in a storm and never grew them back. He hops to the edge of the gap and looks at her. He cannot fly. He cannot carry her. He has no magic. And yet he steps off the railing into the open air. He falls. And then the dust in Mira's vial erupts, gold and alive, and Pip rises. That is the key idea. The dust responded not to Mira's possession of it, but to Pip's act of trust. Shared trust, it turns out, is the activation condition. Remember that. The dust is not a shortcut. It is a mirror. Now Mira understands. Literary philosophers have long defined faith, the Latin word fides, not as a passive feeling, but as an active commitment. You do not wait to feel brave. You act, and the bravery follows. Mira steps into the gap. Her foot finds nothing solid. For one terrible second, she is falling. Then the dust ignites around her, and she is rising. Anna, rising toward the dark place where the North Star used to burn. She reaches the broken socket in the sky. She fits the star back into place with her clockmaker's hands, the same hands trained to trust tiny gears and invisible mechanisms. The star holds. Light floods the bridge below. And the three missing planks, they reappear. Not because magic rebuilt them, but because the bridge was never truly broken. Fear had made it invisible. That means the bridge that would not hold was always capable of holding. It only needed someone to step onto it first. The takeaway from Mira's crossing is precise and worth carrying with you. Pixie dust, in Barrie's original design, was a condition for flight, not a guarantee. In this story, it becomes something sharper, a symbol of hope that remains dormant until trust is enacted between two beings. Pip could not fly. Mira could not cross alone. But together, one act of stepping forward unlocked what neither could access separately. Faith, as the philosophers define it, is not a feeling you wait for. It is a move you make before the proof arrives. The North Star is fixed, Anna, but you have to trust the dark long enough to reach it. That is the whole story. Step first, the dust will follow.